withdrawal as the reemerging in a non-physical is beginning. And in that last release, that's why this woman could breathe a sigh of relief, and it was enough to be the rest of it, you see. That's why you're a sigh of relief from your empire. You're a sigh of relief from your movie deal. You're a sigh of relief from your lover showing up. You are on the brink of so many things, you see. But you are so fixated on the physical reality that you deprive yourself of what's already been created.
So my non-physical counterpart is having normal communication with my mother's non-physical counterpart.
Not normal by your standards, yeah. But yes.
I just remembered having a very vivid dream 2 nights ago of sitting chatting with her over a cup of tea that seemed very real.
And well, it all is.
Yeah,
okay. It all is. Let it go. Good.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Hi. So, in part, I'm asking a question for a friend of mine who couldn't make it on the cruise, but she introduced me to the Abraham teachings, and she's always wanting to know more and more and more and more and more and more. And so, around the getting everyday desires, we both have a lot of what we want, and so just the expansion of thoughts and ideas. And I'm curious about her question, so I guess that's how I got up here. And that is about, we've heard you say that when you look out and you see this group of people, you don't see gender, you don't see male and female. And
we see energy.
You see energy, exactly. And she was wondering, why do we see male and female? Or why do humans assign certain traits to male and certain traits to female, when we're both aware that, you know, women do these supposed male energy things and vice versa? And
well, everything that you are as this evolved species has come about gradually. And just like the decisions that you make today, in other words, if there is something up tall, the taller one is more likely to reach for it than the shorter one. And that does not seem illogical. And so the physical characteristics of strength that usually come with the male physical apparatus bring forth more of those sorts of things. In other words, it really is just a step-by-step evolution that really was based on logic for the most part in the beginning. Now, as your society evolves, it's an interesting thing to watch because, and you know this, you've been listening to us for a while, that some of what, in fact, quite a bit of what, in fact, really a lot of what evolves in the physical realm is evolving not just because it is what people want, but it's because what people don't want. Right. In other words, the more that there is pushing against, then right. The more there is an amplification of that. And so it's such an interesting thing. We really want to say that the women's liberation movement, for example, is counterproductive to its inherent cause.
Right.
Because the more it pushes against what it does not want, the more of that becomes vividly present in the experience of that person.
Right.
So the reason that we like to come along and lay this overview of our awareness of who you are and to help you understand that you are vibrational is because in a vibrational world, the physical characteristics become inconsequential. In a mental world where it's thought and alignment with thought, now the physical stance does not matter at all. And that's one of the reasons that there is so much liberation in this time of awakening, because more people coming in came in understanding that that so many of those walls and standards were going to become irrelevant.
Right. And then I have some acquaintances and one person I know fairly well who was born in one gender and now is doing some physical surgeries and hormones and things to change their gender, and I know there's